This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShur. We're learning Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin. Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin. You know what? We're going to continue in this beer halacha. We'll do one more. Because due to popular demand, we're going to finish the beer halacha on the order of Aliyos. Okay. Now let's talk about a woman who miscarried. Yesterday we learned that when a woman comes to shul for the first time, the husband is mechuyev to get aliyah. And if she's sick and she can't go, he's not a chiv until she goes. But 40 days, we learned it's really the 41st day or the 81st day. 41st day after a male, 81st day of Nekeva, he is a chiyuv, even if she doesn't go to shul. To whose man havas hakarban? Okay, what about the next scenario? The hamapeles, the Bir Halacha says. Okay, this is still the Bir Halacha on page 38, which belongs to Siman Kuf Lamed Vav. The hamapeles. Mapeles, a woman who miscarried. Baal achiyuv. Ella imkein hipilo tzur she'en anu b'kiyim ba. Unless she miscarried some kind of form that we can't figure out exactly what it is. Then b'shabbos k'shisoi hoyleches l'beis ha'knesses. On the Shabbos that the woman goes to shul, v'haynu bein l'bein uvein l'bas, hu koydim l'chol ha'chiyuvim. She would have precedence on all chiyuvim. That's amazing. Most miscarriages are not this. Most miscarriages, he pilot surah she'en anu b'kiyimba. In other words, most of the time, it's a very early miscarriage. The husband would not be a chiyuv. But if it's further along, whether it's male or female, then the first time the woman goes to shul, the husband's a chiyuv. I have to say, I don't think I ever saw that. I don't think I ever saw somebody come to shul and get an aliyah. I guess, you know, how would you know? They're not going to announce. There's no Misha Berach, you know. It's not a Misha Berach, it's a Isha Hayoledas. So, Chutz Hechasan B'Shabbos Shemezamren Oisai. So this guy would be the first priority, aside from a Chasan on his Afruf, V'nar Shenasa Bar Mitzvah Shehim Koidman V'Chanal. Noyagin likrois hatoikea lalois latoira barosh hashana. The minug is to give the baal toikea an aliyah. Now, the Rama later on in Siman Tavkuf Pei Dalet writes that some places they call him up laminyan chamisha, and the Shaar Ephraim says lav davka. He could also get mafter. Now, later on, the Chavetz Chaim says in Siman Tavkuf Pei Dalet Siv Katan Tes, Yesh Mekosh Nogim Lekrois the Baal Musaf. So now the question is that what aliyos are you going to sell? You have to give one to the Baal Tekea, one to the Baal Musaf, one to the Rabbi. The answer is we already had. Whenever you sell aliyos, nobody has any rights to them. If you sell aliyos, then even chiyuvim, they can't demand it. But this is not a chiyuv, it's a minhag. Okay. V'yesh mekom shashel tzimus al musa rosh hashanah, gam kein chiyuv lalois la Torah, ba oisa yom shuhu mispalo. That's only if they don't get paid. If they get paid, they're not a chiv at all. In some places, on the high holidays, they don't pay attention to chiyuvim. They only pay attention to people who give cash. They're chiyuvim. What if you sold an aliyah and then the gabbai realized, Yankel Beryl is a chiyuv? im echad kana aliyah achas v'nizkar asgan sheyishchiv shetzach likroy, so yachal lachzer bay. He could retract, he could renege on the sale. This, he could retract on the sale. Why? Shemechira betas hu. The sale was betas. Im yesh shnei chiyuvim shavim. What if there are two equal chiyuvim? Yatilu goyral. You make a raffle. Aye, the Ramah says in Simon Shinchav Beis Sivav, the Dirsh brings, you now make a goyrol on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says, to make a goyrol for an aliyah is mutter. Like in the Mikdash, there were mefayis, mi shoyched u mi zoyrek. Also the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Sefer Nezer HaKodesh in the name of the Shvus Yaakov, that it's mashma, you're now to make a goyrol mi toich ha-sefer, but to put tickets in a hat, that you're allowed to do. However, if two people are chiyuvim, if one's a Talmud Chacham, he gets precedence. What if there are two people and on a Monday or Thursday, let's say, and they both have yard side, and one got an aliyah, and you can't make a hisafa, give the other guy hagba. Someone who is a choila and he is healed and he has to make Berchas HaGoymel, he should get called up before others. Since the minhag is, he's going to make a bracha of HaGoymel. A guy who just, you know, a guy who has to say goymel does not take precedence over any chiyav. Because he doesn't really need a minion. The only reason we connect it to Kriyas HaTorah is because you need a minion, and Kriyas HaTorah has a minion. So when are you going to do it? You're going to do it by Baruch Hu? You can't be mafsik then. So we do it by an occasion that you definitely have a minion, but it's not linked to Kriyas HaTorah. But he's not a chiyav. No, anyone who has to.
Or anyone, even if you just you came back from Israel, so you got veg goymel.
Yeah, anyone who has to say goymel. Again, he's not saying it's a real chiyuv. Yesh lekroisoy kaidem acherim. Now, if you go to, you traveled, you went overseas. Talmidei Rav Moshe Feinstein, if they go on a plane for an hour and 15 minutes, they bench goyma. So the guy works every 3 days. So now it doesn't say here you should go and ask for an aliyah. If I'm in a shul, I don't ask for an aliyah. And if I have to bench goyma, I'll go bench goyma afterwards. It doesn't say, you're not a chiyav. However, we come on, and he doesn't push off any chiv. Kibin shemadin yachal varch basar af balav aliyah l'sever Torah. Yesh lo ilasos kain v'lo yidach achiyah mipanim. Noigin likroi slami sha'ase lotzeis laderech u'leshteyos achar ha-shabbos. The minhag is, if you're going to be traveling in the upcoming week, the minhag is to get an aliyah. Or let's say you just came back and you don't have to bench goymel, but you've been away for a while. You give the guy an aliyah. The minhag is to be choylek kavod to an honorable guest. That's a very nice thing. Let's say you're a guest. Let's say you came to my shul and you live, let's say you come from, I don't want to pick on anyone. Let's say you come from a faraway country. I'm not going to pick on you, don't worry. let's say you come from Muncie or something, you know. I don't want to pick on any obvious candidates. But, so, it's a nice thing to give the guy an aliyah. Ach ein doichem shum chiyuv me'achiyuvim anaskaram. U'pashet, the makin sh'aminag limkar ha'mitzvah su'nov el'mois tzedakah. It's pashet, if you sell the aliyahs, and the money goes to tzedakah, be'elah she'enam me'achiyuvim rak mishum enhaga, ein lahafsid tzedakah b'shvilam. For someone who's not a chiyuv, it's only a minog, the Baal Toikeya, the Baal Musuf, the guest. Don't give him an aliyah at the expense of tzedakah. It all, it's a game time decision based on the circumstance. In a place where they sell the aliyahs and they don't care about chiyuvim. These two chiyuvim are the most important. What about a yard site? No, we don't. Yard sites are weak. They don't have any standing really. I say, even though the achreinim are not into the other chiyuvim, I am, says the Chafetz Chaim. You shouldn't push them away. Shumina kadmoinim. But what should you do? Give them, make a hoysafa for them. But no freebies on the main aliyos. Rak al kaponim yitnu lehem ba'aliyos hanoysafis. Now, let's say you have a yard site. And you go to the gabbis, they have a yard site. The gabbis says, what do you mean? Well, we sell aliyos here. I said, well, yeah, I'm a chiyuv, and the Bir Halacha says. So you have to make sure that you give the shul at least amount of money that it would have made. Otherwise, it's very nice you're a chiyuv, but you don't want your relative in Gan Eden to have a yiridas neshama because you caused the shul to lose money. So you have to make sure that it brings an aliyah. All the other specifics look in Shari Ephraim. Yeah, that would be today's, you know what? Yeah, well.
What about what the shuls do with, let's say, okay, a Baldekeh is getting an aliyah, buy it for the Baldekeh to sell it.
Yeah, that's usually a business decision where they know it's going to bring in the income.
I was saying, if the person who buys it and the shul's announcing this is for the Baldekeh, can he say, no, I'm taking it? Or no, it was out for that?
No, the Mechira is, yeah, for that, yeah.
The same way they can back out of Mechira, he can back out. No, I don't want to buy it, but I can't have it.
I mean, he knows what it's being sold for, right? I mean, okay, we will hold it over here.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.